broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. And this hour, we're going to talk with Dr. Ron Tarner a little bit about a kind of a nerdy story, but we also just wanted to say hello to him because he was married this past weekend. His wife, Julie, and he vacationing here in California, I think, and then they're heading on back to Colorado where their home is in Denver. But we are going to talk mostly to him about married life. He and his son have primarily, you know, it's just been the two of them, and he shares custody with Brandon's mom, but this is a big step for Ron, so we want to give him our very best wishes. There has been science in the news, and generally that's when we bring Dr. Tarner on. But I we'll talk a little bit about this thing called a God particle, but it's pretty, it's I don't get it, and it may be stuff that's a little bit beyond the average person, but we will talk with them about it. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's where we have live streaming video of our show every night. During our live broadcast, we also do a video cast that's in high definition. It's an HD picture, so you can enjoy our video cast here from the El Pacifico as well as listen to the show. And the next day, we have a podcast as well as a video archive of the show. We have thousands of hours of archived radio shows. We have just put into our shop this evening, just in time for the 4th of July, the best of Ted Bell, who was with us last hour. And we also feature a free track on that particular download, Nachos and Grape Drink. Nacho Cheese and Grape Drink, I think is the name of that track, bud?
Yeah, Nacho Cheese and Grape Drink, not a free one on the IOD one, too.
Right, well, we have a free track on our Best of WIOD from the very early 90s. So it's all over there at philhendryshow.com. Check out our shop, check out our archives, get a backstage pass, and be a part of it. Which is a really cool lockout for just about any product.
Yeah, be a part of it. Yeah, you could be selling like season tickets or diapers, you know?
Yeah.
Diapers, huh? So it depends. Be a part of it.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, on the line with us here from Denver, Colorado, where they are attending Brandon's, your son's school carnival, Ron?
Yes, it is, Phil. This is the 13th annual carnival here at St. Eglin's, and we're very, very pleased to be part of the Men's Club here. And there's a good crowd, and we've been having a good time too.
All right, and congratulations to you on your marriage.
Thank you very much, and Julie is with us this evening, Phil. We're very happy, and I thank you very much for that.
And it's been a long time since you've been married. I know that you and Brandon have been kind of a team, huh?
We have. We've been the two musketeers. And now with Julie and our family, you know, we feel complete. Brandon gets along with her very well. He loves his mother, of course. Now he has a stepmother.
And do you, if I'm asking any question that I shouldn't ask, let me know.
No, go ahead, Phil.
Do you share custody?
Yes, I do. I share, Brandon's mother and I share custody. I have it 50% of the time. And she has it the other 50% of the time, you know, when she's able to, because as I've mentioned to you, and I don't think I'm talking out of school, she has a little bit of a drinking problem. So,
well, I you know, I don't want to get into anything personal.
No, it's not personal. I mean, when you say 50% custody, I want to be very clear that technically we do share it, but I, you know, truth be told, I have it more than.
Yeah, but I don't, in other words, with you making these comments, you'll be exposed, won't you?
Exposed to what?
To her.
Well, I think, you know, look, I think that Christina, who is Brandon's mother, knows that what I'm saying is true. I don't think that there's any, you know, there's no secret. I mean, she's been close to a bottle for a lot of years. And
okay, I mean, it just sounds kind of negative, and I'd rather not.
Okay, that's fair enough, Phil.
So just suffice it to say they got 50% custody.
Exactly, and so we, like I say, we are a team.
So you started to allude to having Brandon with a stepmother.
Well, you grew up with stepmothers, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I had a stepmother. I had two, as well as my own mother. It was, you know, I mean, I never really saw them as mothers so much as they were just my dad's wife, and, you know, they were nice people.
Well, how many times was your father married?
My dad was married three times, okay?
Oh, all right. Well, I hope, Phil, that this is, you know, the second time's the charm for me, because I don't want to have women, you know, coming in and out of my son's life. He doesn't need that. That's not stable. And certainly I don't need that either. I'm looking for a partner in life, someone that I could share my life with, and I don't want to... I don't want to say anything negative about Brandon's mother. She's a great lady, but I think there's been a parade of men in and out of her life that has it's made things difficult for me to explain to my son why his mother needs that many men. You know.
Well, look, I don't even know that you need to explain that, I'm not really comfortable. You know?
Well, I know, Phil, but you're asking me about my son.
No, I know, and he's a great kid, and I've met him, and he's a terrific kid. I'm sure there's got to be a better way of putting that to him.
What is that?
Well, why his mother needs so many men.
Phil, you're absolutely right. I wish there was, but the fact is, it's been a parade of men over there, and
All right, if we could refrain, maybe, I'll tell you why I'm concerned.
Go ahead.
I'm concerned that you expose my radio show and yourself to...
some kind of litigation?
Well, I think that what you're saying could be construed as some people may, you know, she may construe it as libelous.
Phil, listen, I understand, and out of respect to you, I will temper my comments, but believe me when I tell you, just to put your mind at ease... And Mr. Hall or anybody else, what I'm saying, I can assure you, there's no way she could refute it. But I will put your mind at ease. I won't make any reference. I mean, all I said was two things that you can't refute. She drinks to excess, and there's been this unending stampede of, well, I should say stampede.
No, I heard what you said, and I think saying it once would suffice. You know,
fair enough, Phil. I appreciate that.
All right. We're talking with Dr. Ron Tarner here. Ron is a good friend of the show. He has contributed on a number of topics, scientific topics. You know, we've talked about a lot of things on the show, Ron, having to do with astronomy, nature. You were our go-to guy when the whole, global warming topic was, if you'll pardon the expression, warming up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now we have a story here that maybe you can sort of boil this down for us. This is the story about the God particle.
Yeah.
And it's called the Higgs boson. The Higgs is who?
Higgs was the name of the scientist who originally, I shouldn't say discovered, because we don't really know whether this boson, as it's called, which is the smallest piece of matter theoretically, the smallest piece of matter known to the human race. Dr. Higgs, or Professor Higgs, I don't know much about him, but he was the one that originally theorized the existence of this boson, which is this small piece of matter.
Now, what is the quality about this piece of matter that I was talking to Neil West, our engineer. He said, well, it is such a small piece of matter that it passes between our reality and perhaps another dimension.
Well, let me ask you a question before I go on.
Sure.
What's this guy?
He's my engineer.
But he's not a scientist.
No, Neil's not a scientist, but he's a self-described geek, as I am.
Okay, well, and I'm sure he's a very nice guy, but that's kind of typical, I think, of a lot of people that... spend time in some of these I'm saying this, Phil, with great affection, but you know these nerd rooms, you know, where you go and you find a nerd? You know what I mean?
Nerd rooms.
These guys that are dorks that like science.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's typical of those people. They talk about stuff they don't know anything about.
Well, is he wrong?
No, he's not wrong. He's right, but it's uncomfortable for me as a scientist to have you tell me that some guy that's your engineer is already telling you about how the boson passes between dimensions. It's disturbing.
Well, why is that disturbing? I don't understand. I mean, aren't we trying to educate?
Yes, we are trying to educate, but I'm the doctor, and you're going to your board op. I don't know. It just bothers me.
Okay.
And that pause bothered me, too. I'll tell you why the pause bothered me. I think you're now thinking that there's something wrong with me.
No, I'm not thinking that at all.
But are you thinking that there's something emotionally wrong with me?
I'm thinking that you're a little wound up tonight.
No, not at all. I've like I said, I'm getting married. My son's with me. My fiancé is with me. And we're at the fair. Why do you say that?
Because it just sounded like you were being a little overly critical. I didn't mean anything by that, and Neil didn't. We were talking, as people will talk.
And you guys were just chit-chatting about that.
Yeah, that's all. I had the story, and I said, well, I'm going to talk to Dr. Turner about it. And I said, hey Neil.
Okay, and you said, hey, Neil, what is that? And you could have, oh, never mind, I don't know.
Pardon me for asking this. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm okay.
All right, 877-876-7445 is our number here. Dr. Ron Turner talking to us about his life. He's about to get married, talking to us about the Higgs boson. Things that are, you know, fun to talk about for the doctor. The God particle, his son, his fiance, the fair that they're attending there at his son's school. It's all ahead. We'll continue here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445.
Truth
now you're
is our
like
bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
God.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back. Here we have Dr. Ron Turner on the line with us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And Dr. Turner joining us, just kind of a night where we're catching up with him. Tomorrow is the 4th of July, Ron. I imagine you have your son Brandon with you. Guys going to see the fireworks, huh?
Oh, yeah. Phil, absolutely. The fireworks that they have here in Denver, there's three or four different places. We go to Red Rock, which is gorgeous, and they have the fireworks out there over the chaparral, over the desert, and the rock formations. So we're going to see that. And as I said, Julie is with us.
What is your fiance's name?
Her name is Julie, and I misspoke. I said it was Linda. It's Julie, and which caused a little bit of a problem. I've got a short-term memory, long-term. I've got so many things on my mind these days, Phil. I'm sure you understand. But I know that a lot of people knew me, and I was a very heavy user of marijuana at one time, as you know.
And no, I did not know that.
Yes, I was. I was a very heavy user of marijuana, and I had a memory problem, and I stopped, and I suddenly realized what I'd been doing. You know, Lenny Bruce tells the story of eating raspberry Jell-O in New York. And eating so much raspberry Jell-O that he became paranoid that everybody noticed that he was eating raspberry Jell-O. Do you recall that?
I think I do remember the bit, yeah.
And he said he was driven halfway across New York by his paranoia and hunger. Well, I guess that story really doesn't have anything to do with what I'm talking about.
I'll tell you what I think I'm hearing tonight, if you don't mind, Ron.
Yeah, no, please tell me.
I'm hearing nerves.
Well, that could be very true.
I'm hearing a case of nerves. I'm hearing you sound like you're nervous. And let me just speculate here. I mean, you're getting married.
Yeah, it's. I'll tell you what. I love her very much.
And when you talk about memory problem, now don't be embarrassed. Are you having a hard time remembering her name?
I am, and I think I'm blocking it.
Is she with you right now?
No, she and Brandon are on the Ferris wheel right now, but.
What is her name?
Her name is, well, I want to say it's Julie. I think it's either Julie or Linda. And here's why I'm having a problem remembering. I love her very much, but I'm afraid. And Phil, you were married, and you know if you pick the wrong woman, it could be a disaster. If you pick the right woman, it could be a wonderful experience, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I think maybe I've picked the wrong one. I don't know. But I'm very nervous, and that's why you heard me getting snippy a moment ago. And that's why I was talking about Chris, Brandon's mother. Everything I'm saying about her is true. That she's a you-know-what breaker, that she drinks, that there's a parade of men going in and out of the place, that she has abused prescription drugs, that she's abused antidepressants, that she drinks.
Okay, so we have all of that stuff out of the way about Brandon's mom, as I told you I'm worried about any libel. So, okay, what you said about her is true, but let's focus in on what your problem is. Your problem is this lady that you're about to marry.
No, I don't have a problem with her. I don't have a problem with her.
Well, you can't remember her name, so you said you have a short...
I'm having a hard time remembering her name, yeah.
What is her name?
Well, I said it was Julie the last time. I think it's Linda. Here's why I'm having a hard time remembering her name. I'm afraid to marry her. And I can tell you this, quite frankly, Phil, because she's on the Ferris wheel right now. And as a matter of fact, hold on a minute. I want to talk to Dave Duncan. Can you hold on, Phil?
Go ahead.
Hey, Dave, where is Linda or Julie? The lady that I came with, where is she? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? I asked you where she was. Well, they're going to find her for me. But I want to make sure she doesn't come walking up. Here's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the fact that I'm marrying her because I don't, in my heart of hearts, I don't want to marry her.
Then why are you?
I...
Why are you marrying somebody that... Do you love her?
Yeah, I do love her, yes.
Then what's wrong with marrying her?
Because I love her, but I don't want to share a house with her. I don't want to be under the same roof with her. I want to be able to see her when I want to see her. I don't want to have to get into a bed every night. There she is. You understand what I mean? I don't think I have to explain myself, do I?
Well, you still want to be a bachelor?
Well, yeah, but more to the point, I've got a better reason for this. I'm being forced to marry her because of the fact that she wants me to marry her. She's forced me to marry her.
How could she force you to marry her?
Because she came with me to a meeting, to a pre-screening that I went to, that if it got out...
So she's blackmailing you?
She isn't. I'm afraid that she's going to open her mouth and say it, and I won't have control over it.
Then why don't you open your mouth and say it, and you won't have to marry her? What is it? What is it, Ron?
Well, oh, God. Hold on. Here she comes. Hey, honey, how are you?
How are you?
Can I talk to her?
Yeah, I'm on the radio with Phil Henry. Do you want to go out to air with him?
Yeah.
Hi, Phil. This is, how do you spell your name?
Stop it.
How do you spell your name?
K-U-L-I.
Okay, it's Julie.
Hi.
And who is this?
It's Julie Westerbrook, Phil.
Julie, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
And you're marrying Ron?
Yes, we're going to be married. We're going to be married probably by the end of the summer. It depends on whether or not my mother and father are able to come out for it. We're probably going to be married in Las Vegas.
Okay. And Ron says that he has such a great time with you and that you've been so great with his son.
Oh, we have a wonderful time with Brandon. He's a wonderful boy.
And what do you do?
Right now, I'm between jobs. I was working as a checker at Ralph, and I'm between jobs. I'm looking for another checker job.
Okay. So you're all right.
Which doesn't mean that I can't stay with Ron's a scientist. I know that. And I work as a checker at Ralph's. But it doesn't mean that I don't understand what he says, what he says, if he would explain it.
Yeah. Let me have the phone for a minute. Can I have it?
Don't take the phone out of my hand.
Bill, can I talk to you?
All right, hold on. We got to take a break.
Ron doesn't want to talk to me about science.
I want to address this.
Okay, when we come back, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What, are you bummed out?
This is weird. It's getting weird.
I told you.
877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
You want to talk now?
Not now, no.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have, it's kind of a lot of action going on where Dr. Ron Tarner is right now at St. Eglin, where they are attending a festival at his son Brandon's school. And Ron Tarner on the line with us. We were talking with his fiancée. It's Julie, is my understanding, Ron.
Well, I don't remember what she said.
Okay, so is she still there?
Yeah, honey.
Hi, Phil.
Okay, so Julie, I just wanted to say hello to you and congratulate you on this wedding.
Well, you know, I think Ron thinks that you know, it's a big secret as to why he's marrying. I know he's marrying me because of the fact that he's afraid I'm going to tell people.
Can I jump in here, please?
Well, Ron,
can I jump in here, please? Because I think it's my right.
All right, but I...
Were you about to tell Mr. Hendry?
Oh, well...
Boy, Phil, let me just be very clear with you that I am burying her because there was a period in my life when I was confused. It was 2 years ago when I first met... I'm sorry.
Her name's Julie.
Well, I thought it was Linda. And I know it sounds like a comedy routine I'm doing.
It sounds ridiculous that you can't remember the name of a woman that you're going to marry.
Because of the short-term memory loss that I've had, I'm under a lot of stress.
What's the story with this marriage?
I'm going to tell him, dear. Why don't you and Brandon go on the merry-go-round or something, or go on...
Merry-go-round? You just want to take clothes up?
Go on the hammer. Oh, my God, she's taking him on the hammer. I just said, go on the merry-go-round. She said she can't because she throws up. And I said, well, go on the hammer, and that's where they're going.
She's going to puke her guts up on that.
Right. Exactly.
Woo!
I mean, this is what I'm talking about, you know? I told her that we could be married. There was only one thing that I needed from her, and that was for her not to ask me questions about science or about what I do. And the reason why, Phil, is that she checks groceries at a grocery store.
Well, so why can't the girl learn?
That's fine, and she can learn, but she's a grocery store checker, and that means there's never going to be any real meeting of the minds there.
Why are you marrying her?
This is a big... I'm marrying her because... I was confused a few years ago when I first met her, Linda or Julie. I'm sorry.
That there's no excuse for that, by the way. But go ahead.
No excuse for what?
That you can't remember her name.
Phil, you're not my father, all right? So please don't talk to me like that.
That's fine, but I think it's. I'm not talking to you like a father. I'm talking to you like a friend. It's disgusting.
God, what? You are a judgmental ass, and I don't care if I'm on the air or not.
Fine, but I think it's disgusting that you're about to marry a woman and you can't remember her name.
I told you, I've got short-term memory loss.
What about your long-term memory?
And that has been damaged, too, by an enormous amount of marijuana, which is my fault, I understand that, and the stress that I'm under. Now, can I finish what I'm going to tell you?
Go ahead.
All right, I simply wanted to say that I had a fear a few years ago. I thought maybe I was a woman in a man's body, and I needed a sex change, and I went to pre-surgical counseling and screening, and she went with me.
So what, is she blackmailing you?
No, I just know that she knows this. And I know that she wanted to get married, and I went ahead and said yes, for fear that if I didn't, she'd call up a talk show like this one or do something else to let people know that I been in counseling for a sex change.
And you did not have the sex change?
No, I did not.
As a result of the counseling?
I'd like to say it was the result of the counseling. It was the fact that I told you, and I don't want to keep saying it, I was a heavy marijuana user. And
when you stopped using marijuana?
Well, I haven't stopped 100%, but when I stopped using it as heavily as I was using it...
You came to realize that you did not want to be a woman.
I came to realize that I was not a woman. That, you know, I know I can hear in your voice that you want to laugh.
And no, I don't. I just want to follow this.
And Phil, please don't stutter around, because it sounds like it's a wink and a nod to the audience, like, what a fruitcake, isn't it?
No, it's not, and I wish you would just pay attention to your own problems and not what you think I'm thinking. I'm saying to you, okay, great, you found out that you're not a woman, that you don't need that surgery.
And I promised to marry her because I was afraid she was going to tell people.
And did she?
Not yet, no.
But you came on my radio show and said so.
What?
You just got on my radio show and told everybody that you went in for pre-surgical counseling to be a woman.
You know, the point that I'm making here is...
You understand it's what you did.
The point that I'm making here is that she'd been with me and I was afraid...
877-876-PHIL. You know, I'll tell you, this has been a very interesting night. Let's go to Eric. Eric, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Tarner.
Hello, Dr. Tarner, how are you? I'm good, Eric, how are you doing? I'm good. And my question is the following question. The Higgs boson is a small particle of matter. And Mr. Hendry referred to it as something that's transdimensional. Yes. Have you verified or have you quantified that in your studies? And have you also been able to, have you read any of the research that was done by Dr. Merrick of Bath University in Britain?
No, sir, I have not read any of his work.
May I recommend it?
Yes, sir.
Because there's a very big a paper that has been circulating over there. I think it was in the Lancet, which is, you know, the Lancet?
I'm sorry, sir?
The Lancet. It was a paper that appeared in Lancet.
Great.
The Lancet is the British...
Yeah, it's the British medical journal.
All right.
Okay, but I'm curious if you haven't read the paper.
No, I haven't read the paper, sir. I've got bigger problems right now.
No, I heard that you thought that you were a woman. Oh, boy.
Well, you came on the radio and said it.
I heard that. I thought I'd call and give you an opportunity to take your mind off of it.
You. Phil, hi, it's Julie. Julie Westerberg?
Yeah, Julie.
He told you that he went into counseling.
Julie, this is a caller. My name is Eric, and I did hear it, and I was embarrassed for him, and I'm going to repeat it to friends of mine, but I still respect him as a doctor.
Well, that's what I told him. I said it's obviously going to be something that people will talk about. The people are still going to think you're a good doctor.
Oh, great. That's great.
He's upset.
Well, I don't think that I guess he's got himself to blame.
That's my point. He only has himself to blame because he was the one that came on your program.
Yeah, all right. Well, listen, Eric, thanks for your call.
Uh-huh.
877-876-7445. Let's go over here now to Justin. Justin, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, I want to talk to you, Dr. Tarner, if he's there.
You know, Bill, this is Julie Westbrook. Dr. Tarner is upset.
Oh, Well, I want to let him know that even though he wanted to be a woman, and now he doesn't want to be a woman. I remember one time, and I would never do this again, but I huffed some spot remover.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, like, I was sitting around the next day, and I was still high on it, and I thought, I think I'm a woman. And I called up my psychiatrist that my parents sent me to see because they thought I was bipolar and a bunch of other stuff. And I talked to this psychiatrist, and they said I just had too much time on my hands.
What did they say?
They said I had too much time on my hands. They said that I was just sitting around because I was doing a lot of, I don't know if I can say it, but I was doing a lot of, you know, self-abuse.
Okay.
And it was pretty, I wasn't doing anything, and I started to make stuff up in my head.
You know, that could be Ron's problem because before he met me, he was either working or watching television, but he wasn't doing anything more than that.
Working or watching television, huh?
Right. So all he had was his work and television. And so he'd sit around doing nothing. When I met him, I said, well, what do you do all day? He said he watches TV, and then he goes to sleep, and he said he masturbates and frequently. And then,
all right, I don't need that detail.
You see what I'm saying? And finally, he said, oh, I think I'm a woman. So I said, well, let's go and get some counseling. The doctor threw him out. He said, you're not a woman. You got too much time on your hands.
Well, that's what the psychiatrist told me.
All right, well, that's a very good... is Ron there?
All right, come on, honey.
I'm not going to go over there. People laugh at me.
Come on, honey.
Yes.
Ron, Justin's your name, right?
Yeah.
Listen to this young man.
Well...
Because I think there's some truth in what he has to say.
All right, I'm listening. Yes, sir. I was listening to you. My name's Justin McElroy, by the way. I go to...
How old are you?
I'm 17.
Okay.
And anyway, I was sitting around... Well, I was using a lot of marijuana myself at one time. And anyway, I also huffed some energy and spot remover.
Yeah.
And I thought that I was a woman, and I wanted to go and get a sex change. And the doctor told me that I was just laying around, you know, masturbating and reading comic books, and I needed to get a life.
All right, so what has this got to do with me?
Well, that's what he thinks your problem is.
You think that my problem was or is?
Well, it was.
But that I was laying around masturbating and reading comic books.
Yes, sir, I do.
And why do you think that?
Well, because you talk a lot about science, but... You sort of sound like your head's in your butt. And I think you just sort of, you know, talk scientific stuff like it sounds good, but you're just laying around reading Spider-Man and everything.
Is that right? You know what? I'm done.
You dropped the phone, man.
I don't give a damn.
He's walking away, so.
All right. I mean, what a chut. Listen, Justin, very good analysis. And,
Well, I don't know if it's a good analysis. I just, you know, I kind of shared more about myself than I wanted to.
Well, I understand that.
Let me give you the phone. What's your name again, son?
My name's Justin McElroy.
So I'm laying around and I'm reading Spider-Man and I'm masturbating, and that's why I imagine that I'm a woman.
Yeah, because you got too much time on your hands and you need to...
And I need to what?
The young man's saying you need a life.
Young man, do you hear the lady that I'm with?
Yes, sir.
All right. Does she sound like a man?
Well, yes, sir.
Okay. She's not. She's a woman. And yet that's the number of cigarettes that she smokes. And her teeth are about that color, too. And yet I got to marry her. You know why? Because I went to counseling to see what it would take to become a woman, and now everyone knows it.
No, everyone knows it, so you don't have to marry her.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking.
What?
What, are you that stupid, man? I mean, I'm telling you, for a scientist...
What am I missing?
What you're missing is you didn't want anybody to know it. You've been on my show for the last 15 minutes telling everybody that you went to counseling to get a sex change operation. So what are you hiding?
I told you.
I guess I'm not hiding...
Yeah, you're not hiding anything. Every time I confront you with that very simple fact, you're all like... Whoa. I mean, dude... You know, it doesn't matter whether you went and had the pre-counseling for whatever the hell it's called.
It was called pre-surgical counseling.
Okay. And you found out that, no, you're not a woman, that you're just sitting around smoking too much dope and reading comic books.
Oh, boy. Good night.
All right, so that's, there you go. He hung up. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
I didn't hang up. I dropped the phone.
Oh, yeah. Is our bitch, The Phil Henry Show. For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Dr. Ron Tarner is with us, his fiancée Julie, and son Brandon. Where's Brandon?
We got Brandon over on the, he's over on the, I guess it's the whip, is it?
Yeah, it's the whip.
Because I don't know.
Well, we're dealing with some pretty personal issues here. You're going to get married, but you told me you were going to get married because Julie was the only one that knew that you'd been through this pre-surgical sex change counseling. Then you told me on the air, I don't know what you're hiding.
I'm not hiding anything. I'm telling you, I was just under a lot of pressure, and it's post-traumatic stress. I don't know what it is. Where am I? I can't remember her name. You just said her name.
Julie!
Yeah, I can't remember that. Now, I am a heavy marijuana user, and Julie was right. The doctor had said that I had spent an awful lot of time by myself doing ridiculous things, reading the comic.
So, the comic books that he was reading were Archie, and the doctor said he had masturbated to.
Yes.
To an Archie comic.
No, not to that, to Veronica, one of the characters. And so this became my world.
What about you? All right, hold on for a minute. I'll take a phone call, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Dan. Go ahead, Dan. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Tarner.
Yeah, Phil, how's it going?
Good, good.
Yeah, I just want to make a general comment. The guy that's got on the show right now, I mean, he's been on there about 20 minutes now, and he hasn't missed your name one time. He's got his fiance standing right next to him. He can't remember her name, and you've said it like 15 times in the last
right.
15 minutes. I think the guy's just an idiot. I mean, yeah, marijuana is all that.
Marijuana does kill brain cells that govern the long and short-term memory.
Exactly, but you haven't missed Phil's name one time the whole time you've been on the show. But you can't remember Julie, and she's standing right beside you.
I think that's an indication of the kind of brain damage.
And well, are you up brain? Are you using brain damage as an excuse?
As an excuse for what?
As an excuse for just being sort of stupid, like this man was saying. Because
no, I'm an astronomer. Excuse me, I've got a degree in astronomy from MIT.
That may be, but you're smoking a lot of weed. You were reading a lot of comic books, just as you were saying. You had to go and do the sex change counseling that the doctor said you didn't need. He said you just had too much time on your hands.
First of all, I didn't want to mention any of this on the air. So I've been made to talk about this.
No, you haven't. You volunteered the information.
Phil, he went for the sex change. Would you shut up?
Don't tell her to shut up.
Well, I'm telling her to shut up.
What's her name? Who are you talking to?
Who are you?
This is my caller. This is Dan.
What do you want?
Yeah, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to my fiance, and I told her to shut up.
What was her name again?
Her name is Linda.
No, yes. It's Julie.
No, it's not. It's Linda.
It's
yeah, whatever.
Well, all right. If you know anything about short-term memory damage done by cannabis and THC, then you know that's what's happened to me. And
no, I don't think there's anything more seriously wrong with you than what the doctor said. You got way too much time on your hands, and you're sitting around, and thank you very much, Dan, for your call, and you're sitting around talking about reading Archie comics, masturbating to Veronica, and...
I didn't say that. She did.
That's what the doctor said you said.
All right, I told the doctor that. That was between me and the doctor.
877-876-PHIL. Here is Bobby. Go ahead, Bobby.
Hi, Phil. I wanted to ask Dr. Tarner if you were using heavy amounts of marijuana. Have you stopped?
No, I have not.
Why not?
Why not?
Because it relaxes me, because I have a wedding coming up that I'm going to need to smoke even more to get through it.
That doesn't make any sense.
You know, it doesn't make sense. You're talking the woman is right there that you're going to marry.
It's nothing personal.
You just need to smoke a lot of dope to get through the marriage that you're about to have with this woman who you wouldn't marry if she didn't know the secret of you going to counseling.
You know, Phil, this is something you do all the time. I've listened to your program. You do the laundry list of how jacked up your guest is, and 90% of it's wrong. You're doing it right now to me. You're leaving the impression to your audience that I am a step above a mumbling, drooling, a wastrel sitting in the street. And
no, I'm telling everybody what you told me, which is this. You don't want to marry her, but you're going to marry her because she knows about the counseling you went through to have your sex changed. Meanwhile, you're smoking dope and you're masturbating to Spider-Man and Veronica.
No, that's a dirty, filthy lie. I never said Spider-Man.
Okay, whatever. Thanks very much, Ron. What a wasted...
Want me to get him back on for next week?
No, I don't want him back on for next week. We'll be back. World-famous Phil Henry Show. It's our News and Information Hour next.
Phil Henry.